So this is a coup d'etat in the sense that one of the things that is absolutely key for the self-image of the French monarchy is that it is a legitimate absolute monarchy that rules according to the laws. So to abolish the law courts themselves is a very powerful signal and a very blatant act of royal despotism.
Si notre autorité est sans cesse contestée, si chacune de nos décisions est remise en cause, alors tout progrès est impossible.
Louis believed he was acting in the best interests of France, whose outdated legal system stood in the way of progress.
Il est intolérable que la défense des privilèges de quelques-uns s'oppose à des réformes nécessaires au pays tout entier.
So he introduced wholesale reforms, for example, free justice. Also, the judges themselves were now to be appointed by the crown for life, and they would no longer buy their position as judge, as had been the case before. So for many, including Voltaire, this was seen as an enlightened reform. Unfortunately for Louis XV, by silencing the Parlement, the king unleashed opposition on a scale that had not been seen for generations.